Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More. Today is a short story, but a very powerful story. In Crown Heights, Brooklyn, which is the neighborhood in which 770 is located, the headquarters of Chabad, world headquarters, many of the students in the yeshiva go out on Shabbos to speak in the local shuls. Shuls in Crown Heights, or shuls out of Crown Heights, could be Chabad shuls, could be not Chabad shuls, mostly probably not Chabad shuls. And there they speak about Chassidus, the teachings of the Chabad Rebbeim. They may review a mimer, which is a dissertation, a formal dissertation with Hasidic insights, or they may review a sicha, which is a less formal talk of the Rebbe. But in any case, generally speaking, they will then send in a report to the Rebbe. And this report will have the names of the Bacharim that went, where they went, and a little bit about what took place, how many people were there perhaps, what the reaction was, discussions afterwards, and so forth. So in the 1950s, when this campaign began, there was a certain Bachar who sent in a report with his name, some other Bachar's names on it, into the Rebbe shortly after Shabbos or the next day after Shabbos, reporting on how their activity went, going to shuls and saying over Chassidus. The Rebbe was pleased with the report, but he wrote at the bottom a few words, and they were, "Hopefully next time you will accomplish twice as much." Now, seemingly, if they did a good job, the Rebbe would say, "Yashar koach, very good job." But the Rebbe did not stop there. He said, "Seemingly, next time you will accomplish twice as much." Because this is actually the Torah way. Milan b'kodesh v'lo maridin. We go up in holiness, we don't go down. That is to say that in all things of Torah mitzvahs, especially when it comes to learning Torah, teaching Torah, that we have to constantly strive to go upwards. Although we can be happy with what we accomplished so far, we cannot be satisfied. And there is a big difference. I'm happy that I accomplished this and this and this. Does that mean now I go to sleep? No, it means I am not satisfied that I accomplished so much. Now I want to accomplish even more. And the Rebbe often refers to businessmen, that the Gemara tells us that the nature of a businessman is that if he earns 100, he wants to now earn 200. If he earns 200, he wants to now earn 400. If he earns 400, he wants to now earn 800. And this is the way business works. Businesses are constantly trying to build bigger and more customers and taking more money and so forth. That's the normal way of a business. And Torah is our business, and mitzvahs is our business. And therefore, it's very important to be happy with what we accomplished, but never satisfied. Because serving Hashem is something which is infinite. Hashem is infinite, and therefore serving Hashem is infinite. And no matter how much we accomplish, we can, and therefore we must, always accomplish more. And this will certainly bring the Geula quicker. Now that we've accomplished a lot in learning about Mashiach and Geula, it's time to learn even more. And therefore, I'd like to share with you the beginning, at least, of the third halacha in Perek Yud Aleph of Hilchos Melachim Milchoseihem. And these last two chapters of the Rambam are sometimes called Hilchos Mashiach, or Hilchos Melachim Mashiach, because that's their topic. The last two chapters of the Rambam's great work, Mishneh Torah, which includes all of Torah Shebaal Peh in an organized way, topic by topic, with the Rambam giving Piskei Dinim, explaining his opinion, ends off with these two chapters about Mashiach and Geula. And it begins as follows. A person should not think that Melech HaMashiach has to do miracles and wonders, or bring in, create new things in the world, or b'chaya mesim, to bring the dead back to life, and similar things, which is what unlearned people think. People who the Rambam calls foolish, people think that, oh, Mashiach has to do all sorts of wonders. No, Mashiach, the Rambam says, is not true. How do we know? We have a proof from Rabbi Akiva. The great Rabbi Akiva, as well as the Chachamim of his time, all thought, or at least the great majority of them, but the Rambam actually used the expression, all of them, all thought that Bar Kochva, or Bar Chazuba, was Mashiach, or at least a potential Mashiach. And therefore, Rabbi Akiva actually was his arms bearer. He carried his weapons for him, or a shield. He assisted him in his battles. And later on, when Bar Kochva was killed because of his sins, then they saw that he wasn't Mashiach. But Rabbi Akiva is never criticized for thinking that he could have been Mashiach, because he was from Beis David, and he was great in Torah, and he was trying to repair the Jewish people, and he was bring them close to the Torah mitzvahs, and he was trying to fight the battles of Hashem, which in that time was against the Romans. He fought a 3-year-long battle trying to rebel against the Roman Empire, which had conquered Eretz Yisrael at that time. And therefore, Akiva and the Chachamim of that time thought that he was Mashiach, or at least a possible Mashiach, until his ending, which of course then they realized he was not Mashiach. But it's very possible that he could have been, although he never had to do any miracles. They never asked him, do these miracles and then we'll know that you're Mashiach. No, not at all. Mashiach has to do certain things, such as those that we mentioned, but does not have to make miracles. And the Rambam says, the main thing is that Torah and mitzvahs are forever. They do not change. And therefore, if a person comes along and says, I qualify as Mashiach, and I'm just going to add one more mitzvah, we know that he's a false Mashiach. Or if he comes along and says, look at all these miracles I can do, I'm just going to take away one mitzvah. I'm going to say that this mitzvah is not relevant anymore. We know that's a false Mashiach. Mashiach is a person who strengthens Torah and mitzvahs. And by us strengthening Torah and mitzvahs ourselves, this will help bring Mashiach, who will, of course, complete the job. May it happen immediately. And thank you very much for doing your part. We also do our part to bring Mashiach quicker through learning Torah and doing mitzvahs and reaching out to our fellow Jew and learning especially about Mashiach and Gula, which is the quickest way, the straightest way for this to take place. Thank you so much for joining Jewish Stories and More.